Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prophets Are There, where we walk by faith and not by sight. In this 15-minute segment, we're going to be encouraged and empowered in our walk of faith, in our stand of faith, and even in the trials and the tests that we endure as we go through to the place that God is commanding the process to produce much fruit, righteous fruit, that looks like Him, that we become more and more like Him as we walk, trusting Him, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we grow, we're being changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We're being changed inwardly. Our mindsets are being changed. How we perceive and react to things are being changed. Even character elements of our lives are being changed. God is changing us, even as He's changing us spiritually, to become more and more like Him. We've been looking and studying the last 2 months in unlikely place of blessings, looking at different individuals in the Bible, seeing them in this place that they're in, and it looks like that God could not bless them, could not establish them, could not be faithful to His word. And we've been studying from Esther to Joseph and now Jacob, and we're going to finish today with Jacob and go even into David, and Abraham will be the last place or the last person that we're going to look at an unlikely blessing. And we're going to see how God takes unlikely people in unlikely predicaments, and He blesses them in situations that they should not be able to get out of. And we see ourselves in that, because the Lord takes the unlikely places of our lives and He blesses us and He moves us and He changes us, and we see the demonstration of His power. So we're going to end today with looking at Jacob and seeing his life, because not only did he get blessed in an unlikely place, God did a character change in him. God did a character blessing in his life where He changed him and made him not only the trickster, but made him the father of a nation and changed his name from Jacob to Israel. So we see that God, in the process of what we're going through, God allows us to be changed. And that lets us understand that no matter what we are going through, no matter what we face, no matter what's been done to us, even things that we picked up or learned throughout our lifetime, God is able to take those places and change us and bless us in that process. So we're going to get here to Jacob, and we're going to study him just a little bit more. And you must understand that when God is doing something in you, when a character change, look for your accusers to come. Look for people to come and attack your character, or to try to defame you, or to try to make it appear as if you are not who you say you are, or you are not what God has called you to be. There are always going to be people that will do that. As you look and study everyone that God has basically used in the Bible, there was always someone that came and tried to defame them, tried to attack their character. Even Jesus went through that. When his accusers came and they said to him, "We know who your father is. We know you are the son of Joseph and Mary." And they were trying to make it seem as if he, even what he was, how he came. And we know the word says that he came by the Holy Spirit into Mary's womb. The enemy was trying to make it look like he was a child that was born out of wedlock and not in the will of God. We see the same thing with David. David goes through a season where rejection is what he's seeing, even from his brothers. When he obeys his father to take bread and supplies to his brothers, his oldest brother attacks him because he's inquiring about the Philistine who's attacking God's people. We see this even in the life of Esther, when Haman goes after the Jews and tries to make them be a people of no integrity. We see this also in the life of Jacob, because Esau says that it calls him in the beginning, "Is he not a trickster? Does he not live up to his name?" So you're going to always see, whenever you're moving in the place of God's direction, in the place of change, of impartation and impacting, and God's doing something in your life, that the enemy is going to always come and make it appear, attack your character, attack you to make it appear that you are not who you say you are. But that's how you know that you're really moving in the direction that God is going to do something greater in your life. life, because the enemy can only try to come and assault you in that realm, in that emotional realm, to make you look at yourself differently and not agree with God and not agree with what God is telling you and saying about you. So you have to understand, when those attacks come, in that unlikely place, in that place of transition, in that place of change, that the enemy is trying to make you second guess the word and the will of God for your life. But you have to go back and grab that word that God said and know that God is the one that's going to make it come to pass as you obediently trust him and depend on him, leaning not to your own understanding, but acknowledging him in all of your ways, knowing that he is faithful to do what he promised. He will perform that in you that no man could ever perform. Then as you trust him, you will see the demonstration of his power in your life. When we look at Genesis 31, 30, 31, and 32, we're seeing that this is a place of conclusion for Jacob's life. He's in the middle of transition. We see that he's getting ready to leave Laban's house. He's leaving his house, and he's going into the place that God has promised, because God has called him to go back to his father's house. And you have to understand, that place is very difficult and can be scary, because you are leaving the familiar to now go into the unfamiliar. You're in between transitions. And that transitional place can always be the place where the enemy comes in. In the natural, when you're dealing with banks, when they start going through transitional periods, they have to do safeguards and security to make sure nothing happens to the money, nothing, scammer comes in and goes through the internet to try to pipe into things and steal money. They have to safeguard so many different avenues when they're doing these critical transitional periods during a business day. So even they know, understand that something can happen, something pivotal can happen in the midst of a transition. So they have to safeguard. You have to safeguard yourself when you're in the middle of a transition. When God says, I'm going to move you to this place or take you in this direction, because there's always going to be something that's going to come unexpectedly from someone you did not know to try to stop or block what God is saying in your life and make you stay in a place where he said you've been there too long and it's time for you to transition. Jacob is in this place where it's time for him to leave the safety of Laban's covenant, Laban's house, Laban's security. He's now been blessed. He has a family. He has a stock of his own. God has blessed him, and now it's time for him to go. So he doesn't leave in the right order, but he understands it's time for him to go. And he's leaving and rushing out of fear, fear that Laban would try to destroy him or hold him there or keep him there. But he had a word from God that let him know it's your season to go. It's time for you to go. And when you do it the right way, God will always add the blessing to what you are going to do. Laban pursues him, not because he wants a relationship, but because he knows that his idols have been taken and he wants his idols back. But one of his daughters has taken the idols because he said the father has not given them or squandered their inheritance. So we see that. But once we get to the chapter that we want to pick up, which is 31, we see that there's a covenant that is established between Laban and Jacob. And this covenant that is established happens at Mitzvah. And basically what they're saying is, I want God to judge between the two of us, that if we don't do what we're supposed to, then he's going to look down on us and he's going to judge us. And when he judges us, he's going to judge us fairly for what we have done. And they understood that God above has eyes on both of them to make sure that they fulfill their covenant. And you have to understand that when you're dealing with enemies or dealing with even people who are in covenant with you, you don't have to worry about what they're going to do or how they're going to treat you, because God of heaven has eyes on both of you, and God knows exactly how to deal with each one of you. You do as God has called and commanded you to do, and watch God fulfill his promise in your life. You understand that God has already spoken a word concerning you that no man can stop. I don't care care what tactic they use or what they do or how they try to make you look bad, defame your name, defame your character, trying to make it appear as if you don't know something or can't do something or you're not the person that people think you are or you appear to be. You cannot worry about that. The only thing you can do is let God be God and let all of your enemies be scattered as you trust the word and the will of God, as you obey what he's saying. So we see that when Jacob gets here, he goes through another episode of fear because he doesn't know how his brother is going to react to him. And he's wrestling within himself and wrestling with the promise of God, but wrestling with God himself. And in the wrestling match, we see that God renames him because there's been a character change. When you wrestle with the promise and want God to make known or make clear to you his will and his word because he's going to speak, God will call you something that he has not called you before. He will rename you, and he will tell you who you are again. He did this with Abraham. He called him from Abram to Abraham, with Sarai to Sarah. He will rename you because he sees you in a different light. You've embraced something that you could not embrace until God took you through the process of changing your mindset, your heart, your will, your obedience unto him. And when you do that in agreement with his will, God does something for you that no one else can steal. God commanded Jacob to be the man of God that he called him to be and to establish him like he promised. And we see this because the Lord gives him a word concerning going, returning to Bethel. And Genesis 35, it says, then God said to Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God. And God said he was going to appear to him. God was establishing his word for him because he went through the test of all of the things he had to go through to now be the man that God has called him. And we see later that his 12 sons are named as the tribe of Israel. And so we see that God is establishing something in him, and he's doing something great in his life, and he even reveals his relationship with Esau. God did that because he understood, Jacob understood that his twin brother was part of him, and he could not be in fellowship, right fellowship, with his brother, that he wanted there to be peace between he and his brother. And we see that God does it. He's faithful. So the things that concern you in your process, people that you may know that you're supposed to be in covenant with that are not in covenant with you right now, or people that you know that are supposed to be part of your life, that maybe family members, and right now they're not acting in the way that's favorable to you, you cannot allow that to stop you. You cannot allow that to deter you. You've got to trust that every care of your life that God is concerned with, and he's going to fulfill it in your life. The character change that Jacob has impacts his destiny and impacts it in such a way that it alters the latter part of his life. And the Bible lets us know better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. He changed so God can alter some things in even his children and even in the character of his children so that they would see mercy and grace by his relationship with Esau being restored. He was giving the example to his sons of how God is able to put something back together again and how you're able to even allow the past to be covered and the new covenant can happen. He was showing his older sons that, but we understand that that's not what took place because they went after Joseph because of something that was sold between the father and the mothers that basically impacted the children because of division. One wanted to be loved, one was loved. One mother was loved, one was not. One was rejected. And the children, that they affected that and went after the loved children because of that incident that happened earlier in his walk, earlier in his younger years. But God was faithful to do something. So we understand as we look at this, God can do in us what we can never, ever do for ourselves. Hold on to promise. Hold on to what God is saying, even in the midst of great persecution where people are trying to tear down character. Because if God said that you were this, and he's going to do this in your life, whatever that this or that is, you can depend on the word of God and the will of God to be done. And everything that is supposed to be connected to you, it will manifest, it will come together, and it will work for your good. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxter. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by by sight. Be blessed today. Have a blessed day. And even if you're in an unlikely place of blessings or where you don't think God is going to make a way, so you expect him to make a way, because he's the God that is faithful unto the end, and he will do all that he promised and cause all things to come together, whether it's in your house, your ministry, your career, on your job, with your family. Be blessed in Jesus' name.